East Coast Breakfast.
All right, Mills, I want to make sure that I wrote this out nicely for you. Can you please go to the website, ecr.co.za, click on East Coast Breakfast, open up. I originally called it 9.5 rules for driving in the rain, but we'll call it 10.
I actually already have it open, and I did want you to clarify a few things for me. So, I mean, the first one, I see where you're going with this, but still, I don't know if it's practical. Yeah. Number one, Darren Mills, 9.5 rules for driving in the rain. Number one, wait until the weather improves before driving.
Yes, it is better to arrive late and alive than dead on time.
Okay. So I could have got off tomorrow. Today then. Then
or
number
Wednesday,
two.
Or Thursday.
Double check your car's equipment.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you ever even once checked your tires, check your windscreen wipers, check your pressure, check your oils since you bought your car? We say do it every 3 months, but have you even ever done it once? Try it once before you drive your car. You might save lives.
Okay. Number three, also kind of obvious, but slow down.
I just saw, just sent a photo from SunRail. There's two oaks. I think Jayshree refers to them as Marbenas on Edwin Swales, racing each other while overtaking a truck on the Edwin Swales and going through puddles of water. So slow down. I'll tell you why. Quick math. P equals MV. It's mass times velocity equals momentum. Momentum is what you what stops you from slowing down. You can't reduce the mass of the car, so you have to reduce the velocity. Simple as that. Slow down.
That does sound very simple. Let's move on. Number four. Turn on your headlights.
Yeah. Let Eskom do all the load shedding. You don't have to load shed your car. It's fine. Make up for it. Put your lights on. Doesn't.
And then just remember to turn them off when you turn your car off.
You can if you want to. Most cars do that on their own now.
Number five, use your windscreen wipers.
Yes, really? Those thin black things resting on your windscreen, they're activated by a stick that comes out of your steering column. It's normally positioned on the opposite side of where your indicator... Oh, wait. Forget about it. Just carry on.
No indicator. Number six, maintain a safe following distance.
Yes, leave some space for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost drives an 18-wheeled reticulated abnormal vehicle, so leave some space for that, please.
Seven, avoid heavy braking.
Yes, it's not speed that is the problem. It's trying to stop suddenly on a wet road that causes the problem. So reduce the speed.
This one, Darren, what does it mean? Watch out for standing water.
Standing water is like it's easy for us to see running water, but standing water, it's literally it's where the black stuff used to be on the road. There's now a mirror. That's standing water.
Oh. Okay.
And this actually, Darren, number nine. I wanted to know if this was for real because I would love to have some help with hydroplaning.
Yes.
What to do.
Yes. Don't touch the brake.
Don't brake.
I have done several advanced driver's courses and every single person, it's unambiguous, do not touch the brake when hydroplaning. Your car will turn sideways. And have you tried to direct a car that's moving sideways? So once you have aquaplaned, you take your foot off the accelerator so you still have control of the car and you can steer left and right after the aquaplaning has occurred.
Thank you, Darren.
You know what, Darren Moore? I hope people driving down the M13 Fields Hill because there's just water everywhere.
No, there is. And there will be aquaplaning. Yeah, do not brake. Your instinct is to brake because you feel like you're losing control. Do not brake. You will go sideways and then you will hit something.
Just by the way, before we get to number 10, East Coast Radio, ecr.co.za, click on breakfast and all of these are there. Number 10, Darren, ventilate your car.
Yes, if your car feels like you just climbed out of a hot shower, there's a chance that I know you don't want to get wet, crack a window, let some of that air out and then it'll take the fog and mist off your windscreen.
Okay, well, Darren.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Minister of Transport.
Yeah.
Send this to fix and bugs.
I'll send it.
East Coast Breakfast.